At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me show you some things that are going on at the Institute. So we've got quite a few things. Our next semester at the Institute in person is actually starting September 8th, and that's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. We also have the online version starting start this Thursday, I think that's the 23rd. Yeah, 23rd. And then we also have a weekend intensive coming up here Just next weekend, July 25th and 26th. It's all about how sound works. We're going to do treatments on each other, and I'll do a little sound bath as well. So that's right here in Sausalito next weekend. Our big retreat in Mount Shasta is August 1st and 2nd. And that's really amazing because Mount Shasta is just lit up like a Christmas tree with all these higher beings. So we go up on the mountain on the second day. We're at the Crystal Tone Shop the first day, and we do a lot of sound up on the mountain. You may never come back. And then we've got our next open house is August 23rd from 1 to 5. Sound works at all levels of reality. Everybody gets to go on the sound table. And we do many heart opening meditations as well. You can always take individual classes here as well. And then we've got a recording program that starts September 15th. And that is how to record, mix, and produce. And again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today I wanted to talk about voice analysis. Voice analysis is a concept where you look at the actual frequencies in the voice to tell what's going on with the person. So basically, here's the deal. All of the harmonics and all of the sound that you make from your voice, all the notes that you sing, actually carry your template of perfection that you're born with and all the ways that you and society and especially parents have messed it up since then. Because all of the things that you go through physically, emotionally, actually manifest in your muscles and your nerves and muscles actually go straight to your vocal cords. So it's actually imprinted in your actual voice. And the problem that happens is that people lose certain frequencies when they have physical or emotional trauma. But it can also be because you had a refrigerator that you grew up with that was going, that was buzzing the whole time. And after a while, your ear turns that frequency down. And then when you move out, you're deficient in that frequency. Same thing if you got a parent that's going, nee, 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 right? After a while, your ear turns, it's the middle ear that actually does it. It turns that frequency down. And when you move out, you're missing that frequency. So there's all types of ways you can actually have frequencies that come up missing in your system, mostly from emotional and physical trauma. Could even be a birth trauma as well. So then what happens is, based on the research from Alfred Tomatis, when you don't hear a frequency, your voice doesn't make it. Now, you can make it, otherwise Helen Keller wouldn't be able to speak. But naturally, those frequencies that you can't hear actually drop out of your voice. And this is well known in the field. So that's why you can use your voice to tell what's going on with your whole system. Then what you do for the remedy is you either listen to those frequencies that are missing, or you actually tone them, which means to sing any vowel or hum, you could hum, and then you get that frequency. That gets your that frequency back in your system. The way to think of it is like vitamin therapy. With vitamins, if you're missing a vitamin, you take that vitamin, so you got a balance of all the vitamins, and then energy flows. The same here. We need every frequency. Every frequency is a nutrient. And your system works on the full frequency spectrum. And if a frequency is missing, that means an organ's not doing well. Or you might even have a specific disease, although we can't do diagnostic here, right? But it's really cool because we can actually see what's going on with you. So we did 20 years of research on people in hospitals and therapy centers to see what frequencies were missing for specific mental, emotional, and physical issues. So we have a whole map of different frequencies that I'll show you briefly here that actually correspond to different organs, different issues, and different emotional issues. So that's what this is all based on. So we can actually give you an idea. We can't tell precisely that you've got a specific issue because you might have a frequency landscape that supports that issue but hasn't actually manifested yet. So we can break up the frequency landscape, though, by having you listen to it and tone along with it, even go on a sound table, and then the issue can't exist at all. There's probably about 30 companies out there now doing voice analysis. It's kind of gotten really big, but I don't know any other companies that has done like the 20 years of research that we have. And so it's really much more tied to science based on exactly what issues come from missing notes. Notes can also be too much as well. Now, there's other people. The history of this is that Sherry Edwards actually started this, and she's got a website called Sound Health Options. She was very intuitive, and she's able to hear when frequencies were off in people's voices. So she created some software, which is for PC. It's also a little expensive, and kind of got it started. The only problem is she kind of thinks she owns it now. So she's been suing a lot of people, including one who said she was going to sue me. So, but she's probably decoded it as much as just about anybody. But there's tons of other people. There's a company called BioWaves that actually does it, that is very cool. They actually used to charge for it, and now it's for free on their site. It's only for PC. And then there's the company Zyto. Zyto actually does voice analysis, but they also have a little pad that you put your hand on it and it sends electricity and different numbers through your system and pings different organs. It gives you a 30-page medical readout. So they're doing two things, voice analysis and this scalar scanning. And that's really cool. And then they actually give you the frequencies that are missing in scalar waves as well as sound back into your body. And that's actually very effective. The only problem, it's like $10,000, and then you have to pay a monthly fee after that. So it's a little expensive. But then there's, let me show you this one. There's a quantum, I forget the name of it. It'll pop up though. Let me pull it up here. This is some good friends of mine. We actually sell this unit here. Let me find it. It's quantum sound therapy. Quantumsoundtherapy.com. There's a guy named Robert Loy who 20 years ago, this guy came to him and said, "Here's the Tesla-like coil that you created in actual Atlantis." And people won't be ready for it for like another 10 years. So 10 years ago, he created this device called the iCube, where it actually has three Tesla-like coils wrapped around nine inert noble gases that actually put out a scalar wave field for 30 miles. And then it comes with a voice analysis program that actually analyzes what frequencies are missing. But also, I was told what they do is they are looking for the frequency of joy. So they actually have you make really weird sounds like ba 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 da da ba ba, hoping you'll laugh, right? And then they monitor that frequency of your laugh and include that in the missing frequencies as well. We have these at our school going all the time, and people actually, oh my God, people that are psychic totally walk in. They're like, well, what's going on in here? Also, I've had people that can't be in the city, but they could be in our place when this device was going because it totally harmonizes the whole field. So you actually play, you can play music through it and it creates scalar waves through for 30 miles, but you can also actually play your remedy for your voice analysis through it and it will put the scalar waves into your body as well as listening to the frequencies that are missing in your system. So this is cool. We've got this on our site. If you go to, our store at soundoflove.com, it's the iCube, and that's very cool. Helena is the one that's actually now selling after Robert actually passed away last year. And so We highly recommend it. It's a little expensive, it's 6,800, but a lot of people just love it. Just love it. And then we have our program. Our program is called voiceanalysisharmony.com. That's where you'll find it. Voice Analysis Harmony. And it actually comes with 12 CDs that you can distribute to your clientele. We don't have to, we have a new version that I'm going to show you today, so we don't have classes anymore. And basically, what you do is you do an assessment, and it gives you a readout of the different notes that are missing or that are too much compared to well, let me just say it this way. A person that's healthy sings through all of the notes when they speak. So everybody sings when they speak, right? Some people sing really interesting songs, and they're actually going to be more healthy than people singing a song that doesn't really go anywhere. But also, if someone's about to die, then they're going to stay on the same note the whole time because they don't have enough energy to get off of it. And again, from this curve as to which notes are sung the most, we can see how they correspond to different issues. So it's really all about how, whether you sing all of the notes when you speak, or whether you sing some too much, even, or not enough. Okay. So that's the basis of this program. So we just finished a new version of this. I don't even have it posted on the website yet. Let me show it to you. And it's really quite amazing how effective it is. Okay. So let me go find it here. Listen, Alice, new version. That's not it. Oh, maybe I don't have it up. Let's see. Let's see. Prana. Nope, that's not it. Okay. Let's see. I might have to go grab it. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Oh, there it was. I just closed it by accident. Okay. Oh, maybe I can use this version. Yep, that'll work. Okay, cool. Okay, good. Let's see. Oh, let's make sure my mic's working. Internal mic. Woo! Yeah, it's working. Cool. Okay. So this is the software. I'm excited to show you because I just spent a lot of time creating this software. Right. So what's really cool about this is we've even got it set up now so you can actually do this over Zoom, and that person's voice will come automatically into the software. But right now I'm just going to use my voice through the mic I'm using right now. So there we go. Yeah, it's working. Whee! Yep, it's working. Okay, cool. Let me show you how this works. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put in, let's see, maybe just restart this. That was set. Yeah, I'm going to put in my name, David Gibson. Okay. Test the mic again. Ooh, yes, it's working. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is the first test, we're going to do three tests on myself. Okay? The first test is to mentally walk through your house and tell where everything is. Like the couch is on the left, dresser's on the right. This is a baseline. So there's no likes or dislikes, emotions or colors, just where everything is. Okay. So I'm going to record. And basically, what it's recording is the fundamental note, the fundamental frequency of the note of each of the syllables that I speak. So I'm looking for 80 syllables that to get a good sample. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through my house. Okay, so I walk into the door, and on the left is where my shoes are on the floor. There's a little chair on the right where I put on my shoes or take them off. And then I walk in, there's Bob, my plant, on the right, big plant. And then we've got my phone and stereo. And then there's like five crystal bowls on the floor. The couch is on the left. At the end, on the right, is actually my kitty tree. And then there's my chair. Okay. Okay, so I got 80 hits for this. Right. Then what we got here is the second test, which is tell me about one thing that stresses you out in detail. Now, the first one, we didn't want emotion. We just want a baseline. This one, we want emotion. So we're not going to be listing the stresses because we want to feel it. So we're going to go into detail about the actual stresses. Okay, here's the stresses. Okay, so I've been a little tired lately. I've been doing some infrared light therapy, which kind of warmed me out. And I probably imagine it's making me better because it's a cool thing. But I've just been extra tired and having to sleep a lot. Okay, the third test is to tell about your future. So what we're doing is the first one's a baseline, the second one's really kind of emotional down. And the third one is emotional up because most people, it's just wherever anybody is, though. So I'm going to tell you about my future for the third test. My future is so bright, I really need sunglasses. We have our funding that's probably going to start this week. Then we're going to be able to jump into high gear on creating a new medical system and a new educational system. Oh my God. Okay, so I did the three tests. And now I'm going to scroll down and show you my graph. Okay. Let me explain to you what you're seeing here. So I've got a graph here for those that just are just listening that shows the height of the bar for each note is the number of times that I sang that note. And I've got a C in the middle, and then it goes down some of them, and then it goes up on the when I get over to B. Right. So what you want when you sing the notes when you speak is not all of them to see to be sung the same number of times. What you want is some to be sung more than others and some less, and you want it to be able to create an actual bell curve so that you've got a smooth bell curve from the ones you sing the least, smoothly building up to the ones you sing the most. If you can visualize that in your head, if you're just on radio, right? So this is showing there's a gold line that shows the ideal bell curve for when I would be perfectly healthy. All the ones in yellow are off from that bell curve. The ones in blue and teal and green are on. So the ones in orange would be really off, and I don't have any orange. And the ones in red would be the most off, and I don't have any red. I've only got yellow. So I've got the C is a little low compared to the ideal curve. The D sharp is a little high compared to the ideal curve. The F is a little high. The G is a little high. G sharp's a little high. A is quite high here, right? And then the B is a little high, right? So those are the ones that are off. The C, the D sharp, F, G, G sharp, A, and B. But they're not off a lot. They're just off a little bit. That's why they're only yellow. Again, what we're doing is comparing them to an ideal bell curve of based on where my peak is. Everybody's peak is a little bit different, right? So when we look at these actual notes that are off, we can actually see the issues that are corresponding to these notes that are off. So we're going to click on Show Notes Off and Issues. Okay, check this out. Okay, so the C is a bit low, and that's the organs of the thyroid, lymph, circulation, small intestines, fallopian tubes, large muscles. Potential issues are fatigue, especially in the morning, depression, hormonal imbalances, hot flashes, PMS, low sex drive, hair loss, skin dry, cold limbs, fluid retention, postpartum depression, fibroids, sleeplessness, weight problems. Goes on and on. Swollen glands, cough persistent, itching all over. And these could be more chronic, right? And then the emotional issues, if by the C being too low or too high, if it happened to be too high, because the issues are the same, whether it's more stagnant in that note or over, or the organs are over activated. So the emotional issues are people person, caretaker tendency, codependent, neglect, self-care, depression, and irritability tendency. Right? So the this D sharp, so that's the thyroid, which is really important. The D sharp is really important, actually the most important of all, because that's the adrenals. The adrenals are D sharp. So let's look at our adrenals. It's a high, it's a bit off. So you can get all types of problems with extreme fatigue, strong appetite, craving salty foods, difficult digestion. These are all ton of different adrenal issues. And that's an overachiever, a tendency that would be for people that are too high, especially relationships, arguments, friction, desire for more recognition, takes on more than can handle. Right? And so we get for every issue, you actually get a whole range of things about which organ it corresponds to, the actual symptoms or potential issues. Again, it's a frequency landscape. It doesn't mean you have these issues. It's a frequency landscape that would support these issues. And when you break up that frequency landscape by toning and listening on, especially on a sound table, the issues can't exist. So it's really showing you potential, because people can get freaked out if you go, "Oh, you got that," right? And then people go into fear and they die from the fear. So you got to be careful with this, right? But really what we're looking for is the remedy. So the remedy for this is, let me actually create the remedy. So it's looking for the lowest ones and the first four, because the first four are thyroid, right kidney, left kidney, and adrenals. And those are critical. Those are the basis of your whole system. If those are off, then you got chronic fatigue. So those are the most important. I only got two off a little bit, so that's not too bad. Right. And then we're looking at the ones that are too high. If you actually listen to or tone the opposite of the high, we've discovered that the actual it brings it down. So the opposite is six notes over. So here's the B, and the six notes over is too high for me. And one, two, three, four, five, six. Well, the F is already too high, so I don't want to tone the F to bring down the B, because it would make it even higher. So if something's too high, the opposite has to be too low for us to actually use that remedy to bring it down. And that way, when we tone it, because remember, the remedy here is to tone it or hum it, and that brings it up in your system. It's amazing. I've tested it many times where we tone things for like 5 or 10 minutes, and you go back and retest, and it's louder in your voice. Right? So that's the remedy. Right? Okay, so now we go here and compute the actual remedy on those three criteria, which is the first four too low or the opposite of too high. And here's my remedy. My remedy mostly is the C for that one that's off there, the C. Yeah, that's too low. And that's one of the first four. Now, what's really cool is you also get a card that shows all the different things you can do for this issue, right? So we've got the emotional energetic balances that we just went through. We've got the emotional balance imbalances, and then we got lifestyle suggestions. So for the C, which is the thyroid, you can practice grounding and centering, take breaks from screens and noise, do yoga or stretching daily, spend time in nature, get to 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep, listen to calming music, practice gratitude daily, create a routine for balance, eat regularly, and stay hydrated. And then we've got the foods, which for C, you need more leafy greens, broccoli, cucumbers, avocados, quinoa, lentils, and seeds and nuts and stuff, and citrus fruits. And then we've got even the juices you can actually do when you're low, when you're off on C. You got celery and
root things. And then here's a bunch of songs, classical music from Mozart and Bach that are in the key of C, besides the songs we already give you, which are in the key of C. Those are my songs. And the flower essences we need to look at are white chestnut, Star of Bethlehem, larch and orchid, walnut, wild rose. And there's even essential oils, lavender, frankincense are a few. And then nutrients, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin C, zinc, chromium, all the different supplements that you could take for when your C is off. And then you can look at green and wear more green as well. And then for the stones, you could use or wear clear quartz, moonstone, and green aventurine. I don't know that one, aventurine, right? So you get a full array of things you can do when you have a note off, besides the actual song. Right? Now, for the song, let me show you how you use the actual songs that are for your missing notes or the opposite of the other. So here is, I'll find the note of C. So here's my songs. These are the songs that you get when you get this software. So here's the one in C. Let me go ahead and play it here. Okay, so the remedy is to sing along with this, any vowel or hum. And you want to match the note of the song. This song is a drone, so it's pretty easy to match. Actually, let me switch on my original sound so you can hear me. Okay, hold on. Right. Let's see, let me do it here. Cool. Yes. Original sound is on. Okay, so I'm gonna tone along with this song. You can do it any octave. And you need to do it for 10 minutes, which is half of the song. Now you can do it a minute at a time, but that's what gets this back in your system. Now, by doing this for 10 minutes twice a day, you're going to get that note, you're going to make that note louder in your system. And again, if we retest, it would actually be there. So this is the actual remedy to sing along and tone with this song, which is 20 minutes long. Now, a lot of people can't match the note of a song. Not a whole lot, but some people can't match the note of the song. If you can't, don't feel bad. It doesn't really say anything about you. So what we did in this app is we actually put in an actual toning companion. So you don't have to try and match the note by listening. You can actually sing along, sing any vowel and go up and down until you see the little readout being the actual note. So let me show you. So I'm going to try and hit C. So I'm going to have to go up and down until I see that I'm actually hitting the note of C. Yeah, see, so I'm actually matching, getting to the note of C, 'cause I'm watching. It's telling me if I need to go higher or lower until I get on the note. And so most people can do that because you don't have to listen. You could also, if you can match a note, you could get a crystal bowl in that note or a Tibetan bowl or just play a note on the piano and match it. So there's a lot of different ways. But we got that song, the songs which are really beautiful, Awakening, my song Awakening, that you can actually do as well. That's really cool. Okay. Now there's one other thing you can do with this program that's really cool. And that is, you can actually test different essential oils and food to see if they bring up your low notes, because you don't want a essential oil or food to actually bring up something that's too high, because it'll make it worse, right? So what you do is you actually take an essential oil and sniff it for like 10 or 15 seconds. And then you do another test for to see what notes that is boosting in your voice. And it's actually quite amazing that how much of a change it is after actually sniffing an essential oil. So this little widget here makes it so it knows what notes are too low already. So if we sniff an oil or take a bite of a food and then do the test where we walk you through the house and see where everything is, left or right, then we can see if it's actually boosting, hopefully a one that's too low. So you just click on this and walk through the house. There's the crystal bowls on the right and so forth, and then we got the couch on the left, and then it's so it doesn't see any change in C. So I didn't really do it well, but you get the idea. So we just walk us through the house and see if it brings up C. Well, I don't have essential oil here anyway. Of course it's not right. But it's very cool. Ultimately one day you're going to walk into a restaurant and they're going to go, "No menu, just talk into the mic, please." And we'll see exactly what food is best for you for tonight. Now, if you want to hurt yourself a little bit, you can do a little wine, because that's not bringing up the low notes, or a little dessert. Might as well have some fun too. I guess that'll help bring up some notes. But really, if you want to be healthy, here are the actual notes that are actual foods that would balance out your whole system based on your voice analysis. I mean, you could even, I mean, since this is tied into colors, you could even decorate your room based on the colors that are missing. You might have to change it after a while once you actually that note gets a little higher. So you do this, you listen to the songs. Twice a day, all the ones that are the notes that are off, and you tone half of the way, half of the time. Now, again, if you get on a sound table or a sound lounge or use our vibrating vest or vibrating pillows or dolphins, you can do that, and it's as effective as actually doing toning, right? And so it's way less work. So that's very cool. To actually bring the notes up and get the balance. So, this is our voice analysis system. So, the new version is 588. It's normally 888, but it's on sale while we're doing the launch. You can find it at voiceanalysisharmony.com, and it's shockingly effective for people. Now, the truth is, it varies for some people, because it depends on how much you're recreating the issue every day, how chronic it is, and how open your system is to sound, and whether you do the homework. You've got to actually do the homework and do the toning, right, or listen to the songs. So for some people, like within a week, the issue's resolved. But if it's really chronic, it could take 6 months or more to actually get it to resolve. But it's really effective. I've seen so many different issues go away completely. And it's really helped me as well. I mean, my curve is actually pretty smooth. I mean, all these notes follow this bell curve pretty well. It's not too off. I don't have any orange or red ones. So I'm doing pretty good considering. Okay. Considering. Okay. So check it out, voiceanalysisharmony.com. For a time left, I want to play the actual song that I give people in the different keys. And I'm going to play it in C to bring up my thyroid, because it looks like my thyroid's definitely a little low. Okay. So let me play this, and I'm just going to play like 10 minutes of it. It's normally 20 minutes, and enjoy. This is my song, Awakening. Okay, let me scroll forward so it's just the last 10 minutes. Okay, enjoy. This is really good for low thyroid. Forgot to mention, you could tone along with this any vowel, and it will help your thyroid. Okay? So tone along with it, any vowel, match the note. Thank you.
just hearing the bass fade out. So again, our intention is may everybody's system be perfectly balanced. So all emotional, physical, mental issues are resolved. Oops. And we can all be at peace and healthy forever. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.